Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Oh. BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We didn't take any calls last segment, BT. Let's finish up strong here on the phone.
Yeah, shall we? With so much drama in the MSG.
Yeah, well, no drama in the MSG. The drama would be at the CIT.
Well, drama could be good.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't apply negative stuff. Drama, it's game five.
Well,
it's Gordon.
Yeah. I'm not nervous yet. Maybe puck drop a little bit. I'll tell you this. I don't want another overtime game. Can you just put them away in regulation, please? Although a win is a win. You take it when you can get it. But these overtime games are torture.
They knock the heck out of you.
Come on, they really do. Three straight? These things are torture here. Hopefully a regulation win. But I think 4-1 tonight. I think Rangers win 4-1.
That would stun me.
I think they get on them early. Go up 2-0. Maybe the Panthers tack on a goal in the second period. Mm-hmm. Rangers add one in the third. Empty netter, 4-1.
Oh, wow. I'm going to give you the exact opposite. I think if the Rangers win, it's one goal. I think if Florida wins, it's by two or more. Mm-hmm. I don't see the Rangers winning in a rout. Mm-hmm. Because too many things would have to change. Like, I'm not saying some things can't change. I'm not saying the Rangers can't win. But to rout them, everything that...
Two ball game's not a rout. Like 6-1, 5-1, that's a rout.
Well, you said 4-1.
Yeah, 3-1 with an empty netter.
You said 4-1.
3-1 with an empty netter.
Well, 3-1 with an empty netter is 4-1.
Yeah, that is correct. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Ray is in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ray?
Hi, guys. Great show as usual.
Thanks, Ray.
You know, guys, the uglier this gets with the Mets, I'm starting to think like you, Sal. I wasn't too confident before. The more I think Steve's going to really make an offer that can't be refused. And I'm going to give Hoffman the credit for this. We've discussed this before, and he says the price that's right, that won't be touched by Hal, is $1
billion
over $12
million. He's nuts, and so are you.
Oh, I think at this point,
no chance.
He's going to throw. At this point, that's what it's going to take.
No chance.
Why make millions when you could make billions?
That's a really good one. Did you do that last night on SNY? You did it with me. I mean, suddenly you're on this Austin Powers.
I love the Dr. Evil thing. I've been doing that one for a while.
Dr. Evil's awesome.
He's not getting that. I mean, we were actually having this debate in the newsroom. You and I have had this on the air, but we were talking about it last night at SNY too. What do you think the number is? Like, realistically, I don't think
he's getting more than seven.
Okay, but do you think that's going to be enough for the Mets to get him?
I think the Yankees get him for six something.
Right. So if you're the Mets, that's why Ray is talking about a billion. Now, it's not going to go that crazy, I don't think.
There's no chance.
I think it's going to be an eight.
No way.
No. Hold on a second. If he wants the most money, and I'm saying Steve Cohen's going to get him and have the highest offer, do you think Steve Cohen's going to have limitations? He can't. Like, put it this way. If Steve Cohen offers seven and the Yankees say 660 or 650 and he goes to the Yankees, that's, to me, I'm going to knock Steve Cohen.
As you should.
He left too much on the table. Mm-hmm. If you go... He's got to leave, no doubt. As Ray said, make him an offer. He can't refuse. What's that?
This is where I think there's a next level of hurt for you guys with this. Torment, some might say.
Yeah, you can't even say what else.
Some might say.
There's a next level of hurt.
I think that there. Listen, you say what you think what's going to happen with Soto, and I'm saying what I think is going to happen with Soto. I think he's staying. But not only do I think he's staying, I think the Mets are just going to be used. There's going to be the Mets this, it's close. I think he has no interest in going there. I know Cohen's going to try. I think Boris is going to play the Mets like a fiddle and just squeeze out some extra loot from Hal.
Right, but you don't get used if you make your own number. Steve Cohen's not getting used if he says, you know, if he goes to Boris and says, well, what's it going to take? And Boris is like, well, the Yankees are at this. And this way. That's getting used.
Yep.
If Cohen says, here's my offer, and this is the offer, end of story. You don't need to make a decision now, but this is the offer. And you do have to make a decision, like, at some point soon. I'm not waiting around. Whatever it may be, however many years, $800 million. Beat that.
How many years? Give me the years. I got the calculator. Give me just year. 12? 13? What is it?
What did we say? He's going to be 26, right?
Yep, he'll be 26 next season.
So if you go 800 million divided by 13... No, wait, did I do that right? How would you do this here?
Well, I'm asking you, how many years? If it's 800...
Over 50 a year.
Well, so just do this. 13 times 55 a year equals 715. We're not even there yet. So,
okay. So 13 times 60, let's say.
60 equals 780. Still not there.
You're getting there.
You're getting there? Yeah. You're going to pay him for a team that's got nothing, basically. Not a starting pitcher, that's an ace. So you're going to give him $60-something million dollars a year?
Well, so what would the Yankees offer me? Because if we say 13, or maybe it's 15. Could it be 15 years?
I think the Yankees get him 12 years and like a vesting option, whatever, favorable to him more than the Yankees. I'm going to say 12 years at 50, that's 60, that's 600, obviously, 600 even. 12 at about... 52 change with slight escalators each year up to about 60 a year toward middle and the back end of the deal.
How about...
And then I'd start at $63 million a year.
Yeah, here we go. This is what I would say if I'm calling to Boris. I want Soto. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm willing to do. And this is not going to be a battle back and forth. You're not going to use me. I know what the player's worth. You're right. I placate him a little bit, you know, tickle his...
Sure, yeah, let him feel good. Yeah, I got you.
We're going to be worth $1 billion with this acquisition. I know that. This is going to be a steal.
Meaning a billion more. They're already
whatever.
Worth
whatever. A billion more.
Yep.
15, we love the player. We want him here long term. We want him to be a lifelong Met, Hall of Fame as a Met, number retired as a Met, all that stuff, breaking records, whatever it is. 15 years. Take him through the age of 40, right? I mean, he's 26 years old.
That'll be
41. Yep. That's it. Retire a Met. 15 years. $800 million.
I mean...
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
That's the offer. That's the offer to get it done. Now,
it's embarrassing that you have to even think about offering that much.
Well, here's the point. The Yankees are going... What would you say the average is going to be? The average offer for Soto?
In year one?
No. The average offer.
Okay.
Like I would 10 say the years, start with the years.
That's going to be more than 10.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're not a serious player.
Let's say 13. Because I think Harper and Machado each get 13.
Yes. So it's got to be. It's a little different time now. I would say the average would be between, I'd say 11 years between 550 and 580. Right now, that's what I feel.
Okay. I'm going to just say roughly 13 years times 50 million a year. That's 650. To me, that's the bottom.
Okay.
Like, I don't think you're getting Juan Soto for anything less than $650.
Yeah.
Me just using my smarts here based on prior stuff, based on what he turned down, based on where he's at, all encompassing.
Mm-hmm.
Starts with 13 years, $650 million. So if you know roughly, if you're Cohen and Stearns and you want this play, and you know roughly it's going to start with 13, $650, and you know to get him, you're probably going to have to exceed that, then why wouldn't you be willing to go to 15, $800? Is it an overpay? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But it's not that outlandish where you're overshooting by a mile. You have to outdo the Yankees.
Yep.
And the Yankees could come up to $700 million, which would be like, ooh, that's a lot.
God.
Yeah. Tack on another year, 14, 700, however they want to do it. 13, 700 million. But I'm getting to 1,800. Excuse me. 15 years, 800 million. And if you want to make it 14 years, 800 million, I mean, that's something you have to consider. Now it's a little bit higher, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The total has to be 800.
Oh, my God.
If the Mets and Cohen are serious, that's, to me, the offer. Now, you want to nitpick BT and say 780,
yeah, I know 790. What you're saying, but in the neighborhood.
That's what you're looking at.
You guys are missing it. It's all day. This is simple, printed on a shirt.
I'm not getting $1 billion.
The $1 billion man.
He's not getting it.
You know why? He's going to defer half the money. He'll get $500 up front. You could defer the rest of it. It's all good. Cash it in right now. $1 billion.
I mean, he's not getting $1 billion, but
why not? Shohei Ohtani's making $700 million to not pitch.
No, he's going to pitch next year, though, Hoff.
How good is his arm for? Maybe 3-4 years.
He's not getting $1 billion. Not even close to that. Although I guess you could say $800 million is close to $1 billion.
Much closer than. Yeah. Well, what Pete Alonso's making.
But realistically, that's still, you're paying more than Ohtani. He's going to be the richest player. By the way, I'm overshooting.
He's also younger than Ohtani.
Right.
To be fair.
And you're getting the battle of the Mets and Yankees with a player who's willing to be in New York. Ohtani might have gotten more had he had New York in the play. You don't know. Steve Cohen might have offered him $800 million.
He probably. Now, that's easier to justify. Given the Japanese revenue stream.
And pitcher, you know. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't doubt that he would have offered him that much. He didn't want to sit at the table. Okay, fine. This is the guy to do it. Let's say I'm overshooting.
I think you are, but go ahead.
Okay, but by how much?
If the number's 8, yours is 8, I think you're overshooting by at least 100.
So
I really think it's in the high fives, low sixes. He's not getting 7, 8. Okay. He's definitely not getting $1 billion.
Well, for the Mets to get him, I was going to ask you, what do you think the Yankees are going to give him? But you roughly said that.
I kind of said it, yeah.
For the Mets to get him.
But I think that's irresponsible. Like, I understand,
it is, but.
Sal, I understand that the Mets, based on their current situation, they need to be aggressive to entice him to consider them. And then ultimately say yes. I understand that. But there's a fine line between being, you know, aggressive and try to coerce somebody to do something and then being wildly irresponsible.
No, but
that impacts future negotiations.
This is one they have to take. This is one to right the ship, to turn things around, to get the fan base believing this is the one. I'm not saying you do this recklessly every single year, be irresponsible, hand out long-term deals. Maybe even after this one, I would say, as a matter of fact, I'm not signing any more free agents beyond 5 years, maybe even beyond 3 years, and I'm going to rebuild from within and just extend my younger guys.
Yep.
Have them play for cheap or whatever, then buy some of their years out, give them a team-friendly, but give them security. That's the way to do it. This is the one that he has to
I really do understand what you're saying. I do. I get it. I feel you. I don't think he's going there. You know, if the Mets had more Major League-ready position players, you know, like a Dominguez, not just bring it back to them, but, you know, young Volpe, you get Soto, you give him $60 million the first 3 years, you guys are going to be terrible.
Yeah. I believe in Steve.
More importantly, good luck tonight to your Rangers. Let's go.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Let's go, Rangers.
Let's go.
All right, thanks to everybody who called and listened. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Big Zoo. Thanks to Hoff as well. We'll see you tomorrow at 10. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.